I actually work for Illawarra Prime Alpaca as their marketing manager, and I go to TAFEs and take chefs with us to train the young chefs into cooking alpaca. And
so chefs don't know what to do with alpaca meat either?
Oh, no, look, lots of chefs do, but it's been in Peru for 6,000 years, so it's a staple over there. In Australia, it's new, it's exciting, it's something that they haven't dealt with. It's actually very similar to venison in its leanness. It's the leanest red meat available on the market.
Leaner than wallaby?
Yes, leaner than wallaby. The only thing that beats it on the leanness scale is ostrich, which is a white meat. So, yeah, so it needs to be cooked properly. It needs to be cooked either very fast or very slow.
So when I heard somebody here talking about alpaca tagine, that'd be slow cooked, right?
yes, definitely. We have two chefs that I take to the TAFEs with me and that do masterclasses and degustation dinners and train other chefs with the cooking of alpaca. It is such a versatile meat because it's so light in flavour, and they do so many things with it. The carpaccio, probably one of my favourite ways of eating alpaca, because you can taste that mild sweetness and the buttery. It's a really, really beautiful meat.
We're talking as though it's one meat, though, but if you're thinking about pork or lamb or beef, you've got all sorts of different cuts that have got very different eating qualities. So does that apply with alpaca as well?
Most definitely. The neck rosettes make a fabulous ossobuco.
By the way, I must say, you've got a lot of neck, haven't you? A lot of ossobuco.
17 neck chops, yes, quite a lot. Look, the cuts are very similar to lamb, obviously without that fatty value. But yeah, we've got ribs, short ribs, backstrap, all those type of cuts with the alpaca.
As you know, you're speaking to the unconverted here. Alpaca hasn't come on my menu.
No, look, alpaca tends to be, flavour-wise, in between lamb and veal. It's a really, really easy meat for people to try, to taste and to enjoy. We have had a couple of Tasmanian restaurants serve alpaca. And we did an alpaca masterclass earlier in the year at the TAFE over in Hobart. And that was really successful.
Because it sounds like you do a lot of education and training. How much of your time would be that?
Most of it. The first couple of years we spent going to good food and wine shows and educating the public, getting that cute, fluffy image out of people's head and trying to get, you know, viable new protein. And that seems to have worked, and then now we're educating the chefs, and I go around and speak to chefs, which is a bit of a slow process. So we decided to take it to the TAFEs, and that's where we're training the new apprentice chefs coming up. And, you know, they're excited and they're keen to take it that next step forward.
How did you get involved with this? Do you mind me asking?
Well, I have my own little farm of alpacas, and the alpaca industry is exciting, and it's just on the cusp of something really big, and I like to be a part of something new. And until we're using the whole animal, we're not going to be a viable industry, and it's a market that's needed.